Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria will reach a high of 26 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 23, Mbombela 28.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic. In Pretoria, there's been an accident on the N1 North just before the N4 Emalahleni Highway. Traffic also moving slowly on the N1 North on the way to Garsfontein Road.
Japan become the first team to qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup with victory over Bahrain, and Guanamapaka set to shine for the Rajasthan Royals in IPL 25.
The South African Reserve Bank has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 7.5%. Governor Letsheng Hanyahu made the announcements this afternoon following a meeting by the Monetary Policy Committee. He says while inflation remains within the target range, global and local challenges continue to pose risks to stability.
For several quarters, we have enjoyed rising confidence in South Africa with a smaller country risk premium and lower bond yield. However, the global economy is not on a stable footing, and there are also domestic uncertainties which put these favorable trends at risk. This calls for a cautious approach to policy.
Governments is taking a tough stance against those who traffic laws in a bid to curb fatalities on the country's roads. Transport Minister Barbara Creecy launched the Easter Road Safety Campaign in Pretoria today, where she outlined the measures the department has implemented to better enforce traffic laws.
More than 3,000 drivers have been arrested for drunk driving in January and February. And 12,000 unroadworthy or unregistered vehicles have been removed from our roads. The consequence of these actions is that we saw a 10% month-on-month decline in accidents in January 2025 compared with January 2024.
Four people were shot and killed and three others wounded when a group of armed men started shooting at a taxi rank in the Johannesburg CBD today. One of the injured is a university student who was waiting for a bus. A similar incident took place at another taxi rank in the area yesterday, leaving three people dead. The presidency is calling on political parties planning homecoming rallies for U.S. Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool to avoid actions that could escalate tensions with the U.S.
We would like to urge all political formations that are planning various homecoming rallies for Ambassador Rasool to assist us and refrain from partaking or engaging in action that may seem inflammatory and that may worsen the already volatile diplomatic relationship with the United States.
Presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya issued the warning during a media briefing today. This comes as the ANC in the Western Cape has issued communique inviting supporters to a welcome home event for Rasool at the Cape Town International Airport. And finally, Google South Africa has launched its first ever cloud region in Johannesburg, investing 2.5 billion rand. The new cloud region seeks to connect South Africa to Google's cloud network, boosting access to top-tier services for local businesses. I'm Chanel Subtemanet vir die hoofnuus. Die monetaire beleidskomitee van die Reservebank het besluit om die terugkoopkoers onveranderd op 7.5% te hou.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just like your races in the room. This is the weekend.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there world, this is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
It's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.